Hi Rachel, Dave here from Melbourne SEO Services. Just wanted to record a short audio just to give you some ways for small business owners to delegate more effectively, just responding to your query. So I think the first thing, it's really key right up front to say the importance of hiring excellent staff. It's worth taking the time and the effort to make sure that you get A players because it just makes delegation and working with them so much easier. So that's probably the first thing. The second thing is just to keep in mind up front that oftentimes when you're delegating tasks, particularly to a new team member, and they're just getting used to the way that you work and the way that the business works, it can often take longer to delegate tasks than it can take to do it yourself. But you almost need to just bite that bullet, try and create some systems and understand that over time, they'll get more and more skilled up. I think a lot of business owners, when they start out, just think, oh, it's going to take longer for me to show someone how to do it. I might as well do it myself. But the problem there is you just get stuck in the trap then of doing the same tasks over and over and getting stuck in busy work. So I suppose having that expectation up front is important. Another suggestion is to make sure that you have reporting and delivering back information and outcomes based on that delegated task is part of the delegation. So it's not only doing the task, but it's also doing the appropriate reporting to it. So that way they follow it all the way through, and then it's very clear what that deliverable is. So that's the importance, I suppose, of outlining what the outcome is. When you're hiring good staff, as long as you're defining what it is that they're working on and make sure they've got a really clear understanding of the outcome, even if you don't have the right systems and things in place, they'll figure it out. So that's why it's quite important to be hiring the right people and give them the right outcomes. For regular tasks, if it's something that ends up being reoccurring, it's a good idea as well to create some form of documentation or system so that way for future team members when they come on board, you've got a real set process. So, I mean, you might record yourself doing that particular task, depending on what it is, but maybe you record yourself doing the task so that way you've got a short video, whether it's on screen or live, so they can refer back. And when future people come on board, if that team member moves on, it's much quicker to get them up to speed and you're not just reteaching the same thing. When it comes to working with staff as well, just a final suggestion to keep on top of everything and what tasks you've delegated out and what's getting done and when it's getting done, it's great to use end-of-day emails. So at the end of every day, what our team members do is they'll email through to their supervisor, bullet-pointing what they worked on for the day, any hurdles or issues that they came across, and if there's anything that their supervisor needs to look into. And those end-of-day emails are a fantastic way of keeping on top. Anyway, there are just a few tips on how small business owners can delegate work more effectively. If you need any more tips or need any help on that particular project, you can get in touch with me just through the email details that I sent through or through melbourneseoservices.com. All right, hope that helps.